Welcome to the Fantasy Football Foursome. The Foursome answer your questions about players to pick up, players to drop, weekly matchups, injury reports, and current trends in fantasy football. Now, here's the host of the Fantasy Football Foursome, John Jennings.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to week five of the NFL season and another edition of the Fantasy Football Foursome. For the next hour, we're going to be talking about all things NFL week five. Our goal is to help you win your league. And if you miss any part of today's show, I want you to go online. It's 941theloon.com. Click on the Fantasy Football Foursome tab, and you can find the parts that you missed or grab that free 941 The Loon app. Let's introduce who's on the show today. I want to know your biggest fantasy disappointments of the season. Let's talk about that. Go ahead, Justin.
Well, Justin Admire, it's got to be Mark Andrews. Everyone's been talking about Mark Andrews. You could just roll in the tight end position in general. I have a few others, but I'll start and deliver the most obvious one and get it out of the way.
Yeah, it's pretty clear, Jack.
Well, this is fantasy football, right, John? So
great.
My biggest disappointment is my 1-3 Loon team. But I would say it's the under par play of so many quarterbacks that are destroying talent on teams where, like, DeAndre Swift's not showing up, Adunze's not showing up because Chicago's terrible. The Jets players are all but freaking done because they're not on the same page with Rodgers yet. There's so many bad quarterback play teams. Like, even Atlanta's not being utilized yet because Kirk's not up to speed yet. That it's killing the fantasy outlook for all of these first and second round draft picks. Now, this is just in fantasy football, so that to me has just been awful. And anything to do with the Cleveland Browns, John.
Fair enough. Lyle?
I got two. Andrews has been a disappointment. Name me a tight end who hasn't been a disappointment. Tight ends are absolutely a disaster right now, so that's one.
I'll the say second Pat thing Fryermuth.
Okay. Because he's catching, what, four passes every week?
He's getting 7 or 8 points a week, man. That's all you want.
I know, but and then, you know, we talked about Sam Darnold before the season. I didn't get any shares of Sam Darnold. I'm really disappointed. I didn't at least go and make the effort to get him as my backup in a team. He's got 11 touchdowns, and you should have known better that he was going to have Jefferson, Addison, and eventually Hockenson as weapons. We should have known he was going to be better than the old Sam Darnold.
Yeah, hard to disagree. I mean, I knew somebody was going to say Andrews and the tight end position as a whole. I totally agree with that. This year I punted kind of on tight ends and quarterbacks for the most part. Another one I would say is your first round running backs, Breece Hall, Bijan Robinson, Christian McCaffrey. It's been a tough year for people who have shares of those. Oh, and my name is John. And man, that's... I don't know. I think Travis Kelce's about to take off, but that's, you know, we'll get into that a little bit later on.
John, Bijan and Breece, that's quarterback, and CMC's injured, man. These quarterbacks are like HN in Miami. They're bad quarterback, bad fantasy.
Yeah.
So Breece has actually been fine. He's top 10. He's actually quietly done all right. The Braylon Allen stuff, I know, is throwing it off. Don't get me wrong. I'd like a little bit more, but he's at least been a top 10 running back, and it's been almost individual weeks. But for the most part, injuries. We could have just said injuries, too.
Yeah.
The injuries have decimated teams. Remember, everyone was like 1-3 to start the year, apparently, or, you know, 0-2. A lot of people are struggling there. A couple receivers, too. Let's not forget Michael Pittman has been non-existent. You know, Brandon Ayuk looks like he did what he did over the summer. And I think Ayuk maybe takes off. I think Pittman, unless they let Dalton continue to play quarterback, is not going to be useful all year.
Right on. Well, let's get to the week five hot tub club and talk about the injuries that popped up during week five. And that kicks off. Justin was just talking about Michael Pittman Jr. Well, Anthony Richardson, and he gets injured, comes back into the game. So then what do? He hurt his leg or something. So they give him a designed run because that's the way to handle that. And now he has a hip pointer. If you are an Anthony Richardson manager, you need to have Joe Flacco on your bench as well. He's on a bye this week, but it doesn't matter. We got to talk about him. Will Levis, shoulder injury, mild, who cares? But any chance I get to play Billie Jean, I will do that on this show. Moving on to running backs, Jonathan Taylor banged up with an ankle. I don't think he's a go this week. I think he's out. You're going to want to be looking for Trey Sermon. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Travis Etienne, Devin Singletary, Tyler Bidet. I just wanted to say his name. Yes, it is Bidet. That is what he's going with. Denver running back. And Cordero Patterson showed up with an ankle injury. For wide receivers, we've got Rashee Rice. Still no word on what's going on with that leg injury. Is it an ACL? Is it not? I don't know. Malik Nabers in concussion protocol. He hasn't been practicing this week. Chris Olave with a hamstring. Khalil Shakir. Christian Watson with an ugly injury during that Vikings game, but it is a high ankle sprain. He should be back in sometime, but he'll be out this week. Brandon Cooks for the Cowboys out with a knee. For tight ends, George Kittle, he's got a rib injury, but he should see the field this week. Taysom Hill, after a touchdown vulture event, I think he is going to be back out on the field. But as always, we like to tell you, make sure to keep an eye on the injury report. Things change. If you play fantasy football, you know that. Check in at about 11 or so tomorrow morning to find out more. Unfortunately, if there's Viking or Jet injuries, you're going to have to check in a lot sooner than that. We're going to come back and talk daily fantasy news and strategy. It's a Fantasy Football Foursome on the Loon. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Time to talk daily fantasy news and strategy for week 5 of the NFL season. And let's start it with quarterbacks. Justin, what do you got?
All right. Well, as much as I would like to play Sam Darnold, I'm going to tell everyone, you know, I like to stay away from them Sunday morning games across the pond where the Vikings are going to visit the New York Not Yets. But I can't give you Darnold. I am going to give you Justin Fields as a cheaper option. If you have the money, get Allen into your lineup. I'm going to give you a whole list of players that will leave you enough money to play literally any quarterback or any flex spot you want. But if you're not going to go with Allen in the QB, then go with Justin Fields. He's playing pretty good football now, and it's a great matchup, and he's $5,700.
Jack, quarterbacks.
John, before I get into this quarterback, I got to tell you, Sherry Burris on Good Morning Football, my God. She's what? Kay Adams was my girl, but Sherry has taken her place. Woo!
Okay, duly noted.
Let me cool down. And JJ, the New York Not Yet, so that's great. I'm going Geno Smith, $5,900, Giants coming to Seattle, midday Sunday game, set up perfect for Geno Bambino, $5,900. He's averaging 19.7 points per game. He's full health. Looks like his squad is full health, and they're going against the Giants defense here, so I think it's going to be a good game for Geno.
Lyle.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the retreads. Last week, were we all hyping up Andy Dalton? I'm going to go Joe Flacco this week. $5,500, Indianapolis. I know Richardson could play, but it looks like Flacco is going to start. I think of Jacksonville. They're dead. Jacksonville's terrible. This is a great matchup. Flacco can still throw it. And I love for him to get at least 2 touchdowns this week.
I don't mind for a GPP play some Trevor Lawrence in that same game because Indianapolis hasn't been exactly spectacular with the pass. I like Brock Purdy against the Cardinals, and that's just simply because the Cardinals don't have much cooking along the lines of a defense. If I'm spending a lot of money, it's probably Joe Burrow against the Ravens because you can throw against them downfield. I expect this game to have a lot of scoring. The Bengals defense isn't anything good either. So I think there's value out there. Running backs, Jack.
Yeah, so I'm saving some money here. I'm going to start with DeAndre Swift. We got Carolina coming to Chicago. DeAndre's not done anything all season except for last game where he had carried the ball 16 times for 93 yards and a TD and caught all 7 of his targets for 72 yards. That's another 14 points on the PPR there. Now, that was against the Rams. I don't think the Panthers are any better as far as defense goes. And again, it's a home game for him. And then I'm going to team him up with Kenneth Walker III with Geno, do the Geno-Kenneth stack there. So he just came off a 3-touchdown game. So, I mean, I'm going to get him in the lineup one more week.
Yeah, he looks solid. Lyle.
You know what? I think I'm actually going to pick up Rico Dowdle this week. $5,600. I know the matchup's not the greatest, but I think they're actually going to make him the lead guy this week. Dowdle's touches are going up every week. They're phasing out Zeke. The only other guy they have really is Dalvin Cook. I think Dowdle is going to have 15 plus touches and turn it into some fantasy relevance finally for the first time in the Dallas Cowboy running back room.
Justin, running backs.
I like DeAndre Swift. I had him in my lineup as well. A couple others. I'll give you Antonio Gibson in New England. There is real talk of him getting a lot more run with the fumble issues Ramondre's had. I mean, Ramondre's fumbled in every game. And I like Ramondre. I still think there's talent there. I think, you know, if there's more on offense, he'd be playing better. But the fumbles is a real thing. So I like Gibson. Take a shot on him. $5,100. Keep an eye out in Washington. Brian Robinson is injured. There's a good chance he won't play, at which point I like Eckler this week as well. And then I'll take a shot on the matchup. Looking at the amount of carries he's getting game in and game out, kind of like the Trevor Lawrence call for this week. I feel like at some point he's going to get three touchdowns, and this week can very well be it. I'm going to go with Javonte Williams in Denver. Great matchup against Las Vegas. Again, it's $5,000 or less basically at the running back spot, saving you money here.
Javonte was one of my guys. Yeah, I totally agree. It's kind of like the backfield just went back to him. 16 carries, 77 yards is what I just looked at when I was pulling it up. $5,200. I like that. People who drafted Chuba Hubbard, congratulations to you. He's been a nice grab over the last few weeks. $6,100.
Real quick interruption. Yeah. I did draft Chuba Hubbard and Jalen Brooks in almost every single league I'm in.
Yeah, Chuba Hubbard is playing like a guy who would prefer that Jonathan Brooks just sit on the, you know, IR for a little bit longer. I don't mind Josh Jacobs this week. He's got to have a bounce back game. $6,400. Again, there's just a little value there and might unlock a bigger wide receiver for you this week. And speaking of wide receivers, Lyle, what do you have?
I got two guys I for sure want. I'll go give you my best. Dontavian Wicks, $5,000 without, well, Love came back this last week, threw the ball all over the place. But in the very end, it shows that they are willing to throw the ball, and he is going to be a bigger option now that they've been nicked up a little bit in the receiver room. He's had two really good weeks and two bad weeks. I think he's a bigger part of the offense this week, and he'll be a bargain at $5,000.
Justin, wide receivers.
I'm with Lyle. I like the Packer receivers, and if you want to spend up a little bit, if you're going to get a Packer receiver, I strongly encourage you to find a way to get Love into your lineup for a stack. I think he's going to have another really good game. Keep in mind the Vikings really were in kind of a soft defense there for most of that second half, which pumped his numbers up a little. But regardless, he looked more and more comfortable as the game went on. So I like the Packer receivers. I have Wicks in my lineup. I'm going to stack George Pickens with Justin Fields. I know it's a bit of a gamble. Fields is still not the greatest passer, but Pickens he's got great talent, and Dallas is just getting trucked by everyone that plays him. Yep. So I'm going to get on the train, and I'll grab Pickens at $6,000. And if Dalton does play, I like Josh Downs this week at $5,100 as well. Also a great matchup against Jacksonville.
Keep picking my guys. Josh Downs was on my list, $5,100. The guy just always gets open. And I think doesn't matter who starts. I think
Dalton couldn't stop talking about him when he's getting interviewed after the game. Yeah. I mean,
Jack, wide receivers.
Yeah, so I'm staying right around in the $6,000 range. I didn't go too cheap on any of these, so I do want a piece of the Green Bay Rams. I went Jaden Reed. I just spent the money. $6,500, averaging 20 points a game. Rams right now are ranked 25th against receivers on DraftKings. So, I mean, and then I'm looking at Xavier Worthy and Deebo Samuel, and I'm looking at both of these guys. I'm going to go with one or the other based off of what else is available on those teams. When Deebo comes back, he takes some of the tight end routes, some of the wide outs, you know, routes, some of the running back routes. Arizona coming to San Fran, San Fran coming off of a first four game stretch where they took some losses that they absolutely didn't want. And they're going to have to kind of win this home game on Sunday against Arizona to get back on track. So probably going to go with Deebo, but if not, Xavier's only $6,200. And other than Kelsey, who else is he going to throw the ball to? So, you know, it's New Orleans. They could have an all-out game.
I got a bunch of middle guys. I love throwing out the 3,100 or the 3,300 guys. I just got a bunch of middle guys, so you can maybe get three of them if you wanted to. Mari Cooper, who should have had a touchdown, an 80-yard touchdown last week on a weak holding call. $6,200. The talent is certainly there. Is Watson getting better? I don't know. But I like Khalil Shakir from the Bills at $5,900. He gets targeted and targeted and targeted. He's kind of the number one. I know Kincaid is starting to climb up there, but Shakir just keeps getting the slot targets. I like Brian Thomas Jr. against Indianapolis this week at $5,900. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I like Cortland Sutton at $5,500 against a weak Las Vegas Raiders team and a very surprising 2-2 Denver Broncos team, thank you to their defense. How about tight ends, Justin? Back to you.
I wasn't going to say it. I thought about it last night, Lyle, and then you just mentioned Cortland Sutton, so I'm just going to say it. If you want to spend up everywhere but quarterback, I'll do the Bo Nix, Cortland Sutton stack this week. I think Nix has got one on the ground, maybe one or two through the air. The defense isn't great. He's, you know, he's chucking the ball. You know, they're letting him throw that thing all over the place. Unfortunately, the Raiders, I couldn't name a single guy on their defense with Crosby being out. So I don't mind that. I'm just going to call right now, stamp it. Bo Nix is going to have a big week on DraftKings. Okay, tight end. I also like this Baltimore-Cincinnati game, so I'm going to go with Mike Gesicki, $3,400. I just looked for the worst-ranked defense at the tight end position. It happened to be Baltimore, and it happened to be Gesicki at tight end, $3,400.
Jack?
I mean, there's only so many places you can go at tight end. Kelsey, obviously, Monday night game. Remember that primetime game? I mean, this probably would be the biggest game of the year for him so far. But Brock Bowers, Devontae Adams is nursing a hamstring. And, yes, Denver's going to score. But Brock Bowers is going to catch a few also. And then let's not forget the mild resurgence of Jake Ferguson. Dallas going to Pittsburgh for $4,800. You can get probably the second weapon in Dallas against a pretty fast, hard-hitting Pittsburgh defense. Where he, you know, you're going to have to release the ball. You're not going to let CeeDee Lamb get open every time. So I like Ferguson at 48.
I drafted Ferguson in several leagues, and I'm so happy that I get between 8 and 10 points. That's what it's come to at tight end. Lyle, tight ends.
I'm finally listening to you, John. You have been a man who's taught us wisdom at the tight end position.
Oh, really?
Get your god dang 8 to 10 points, right? Here's how you're going to do it. Eric All Jr. this week, $2,700. He's been thrown to 12 times this year, last 3 weeks. He's got 12 catches. That's 4 points per game just on catches. Eric All Jr., that's who you want in your lineup.
Well, if you really want to go high, and I mean high on the hog for tight end this week, $3,500 will get you some Tucker Kraft, who Luke Musgrave, who? He is the guy in Green Bay. Love is back. Love is chucking it all over the place like he did against the Purple. $3,500. I think I'm willing to spend that kind of money to try and get more than 8 to 10 points. And maybe he's a 15-point guy this week, and that'd be great if you spend $3,500 on him. All right, we got to bail out and come back and talk United States Marine Corps waiver wire warriors. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Foursome on the Loon. Thanks for joining us on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Pizza and football, that is a winning combination. Shopping local, also a winning way of doing things. And you can do that by stopping by or dialing up Giovanni's Pizza. You can enjoy the Vikings game even more. Yeah, you can have pizza at 8:30 in the morning. There's no bad time for pizza. It's locally owned and operated, Giovanni's is. They use fresh ingredients. They have take-and-bake options. You can have them ready for the Viking game, the noon games, and the afternoon and Sunday night football games. They also have wings and wraps and pasta and salad. Delivery, dine-in, take-and-bake. Smells like football season to us. Call Giovanni's Pizza in Wilmer now. Take a break from cooking. Just dial 235-5555 or online at giovannisofwilmer.com. Time for the United States Marine Corps waiver wire warriors, and let's talk about quarterbacks. Justin, what's going on?
I'm going to go with Geno Smith of the Seattle Seahawks. Get him while you still possibly can. Available in 60% of the league, 60-ish. This guy's thrown for almost 300 yards in his last few games, and he has had multiple receivers get shoelace tackled on the one or go out of bounds between inside the five-yard line. He could easily have twice as many touchdowns as he has now on the season, just twice as many. So I love Geno Smith this week. His schedule, real juicy over the next few weeks as well. Geno Smith, that's my guy.
Jack.
Yeah, Geno's number one with a bullet. It's bye week right now, but golf is available in 54% of leagues still. And I mean, I don't know. We were talking, like, I don't know how are these guys available at this level in some of these leagues. But, I would say while you're looking at waiver wire, this is what I've been doing. Hit that schedule button, see who's got a bye week. In the next couple of weeks, you can pick up a key position where you're going to need a sub, where you don't have to make a waiver claim, a waste a claim spot. You can just add the player, right? But maybe Jared Goff can be that guy for you to cover a bye week for your quarterback in the next couple.
Wow.
Those guys are both on my list. By the way, just to shout out for Geno Smith, he's your league leader, NFL leader in passing yardage.
Yep.
And he's on your waiver wire. Yeah, scoop him up. How about Sam Darnold? He's still available in half the leagues. Half the leagues. Somebody's got to pick him up. Not only just to pick him up, you should be playing him at this point, but how is he available in that many leagues? If you're going really, really deep, man, it's tough. Maybe some more Andy Dalton, although this week his matchup is tough. But at least if you're going to pick up a guy like Dalton, you're going to get two touchdown passes. They are going to throw the ball, and he is a competent player.
Yeah, my guy was Andy Dalton. I don't know what else he needs to do if you're starting or if you're in two quarterback leagues or whatever. He's thrown five touchdowns over the last 2 weeks, and yeah, you're right. This matchup is not that great. I see Danny Dimes is out there. At 87% of leagues. Again, we're only talking deep leagues or super flex and bye week stuff here. He'll underwhelm you with all of his underthrowing, but he can get you some points maybe with his legs. How about running back?
John,
yeah,
real quick. Don't forget to check IR eligible. I just took a peek. Tua Tagovailoa is available in 70%+ of leagues.
Oh, yeah.
People dropped him. He's sitting on the IR. Go take every position, but quarterback specifically, Tua is a guy that's out there in a lot of leagues.
Yep. Stash him. Yep, exactly. Running backs, Jack, what do you see?
Well, there is some meat on the bones if you're not in the Loon League. One of the ones I really like is Justice Hill with Baltimore. I don't know how Derrick Henry's the number one RB in fantasy football and Justice Hill's only owned in 27%. You got to handcuff your guy. I mean, yes, he's not a direct replacement, but he's definitely getting a snap share gain if something happens to Henry. And last week he had a 21-point game. So look at some of the teams he's got coming up. They've got Washington on the schedule, Cleveland. They're going to blow these teams out, and I think Hill's going to get more and more play. So if you need somebody to plug into a flex or something, he's available in a whole bunch of leagues.
Yeah, he gets all the passing work. Solid. And Harbaugh is running the ball. There's no doubt about it. Lyle, running backs.
I'm going to give you two. I think one is Trey Sermon. It does look like Jonathan Taylor is definitely iffy for this week. So if you're looking for a patch-up running back for this week, like I am in the Loon League, Trey Sermon's available in about 85% of leagues. And just maybe more for a long-term play, Tank Bigsby. He's available in 90% of leagues. He's averaging 8 or 9 yards per carry. So when he actually does touch the ball, he's doing something with it, unlike Travis Etienne. And Jacksonville could be a mess. Bigsby could get a lot of carries down the stretch.
I think Peterson's the first coach fired. I love the Trey Sermon call. Just the guy runs like he's dragging a refrigerator behind him, but it's a volume play. And Taylor is out, so I 1 week play. I'm totally on board with that, Justin.
Same thing we said last week, right? Remember, go grab backups if you have a roster spot this week. I like it. We talked about Gibson earlier. He's still available in 70% of leagues. I like all the guys you fellas mentioned. Don't forget about Eric Wilson in Green Bay. He continues to look pretty good when they're giving him the ball. And then I'm going to give you a deep, deep name, Dalvin Cook, Dallas Cowboys. Dowdle hasn't done a ton. Elliott hasn't done a ton. Dallas is hot and cold. I could see Cook getting an opportunity, not this week by any means, and I won't play him even if he was against Pittsburgh, but it's a guy that might get some opportunities here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, my guys, I mean, I'm with all three of you guys too, and Braylon Allen still available in 57% of leagues. What are you doing? Breece Hall isn't available in 57% of leagues. Anybody who has Breece Hall should have Braylon Allen. No, I'm with you on those. Justice Hill was a great call. Kareem Hunt still available in 35% of leagues. He bounced back a little bit. He looked pretty sharp in last week's game. Wide receivers, Lyle.
I'm going to go with Xavier Leggett. Eight targets last week, six catches, found the end zone. Thielen's still out. And, Deontay Johnson's a solid player. Don't get me wrong. But if you're looking for something, again, longer play, Leggett could be a fantasy. I don't know. And I don't think he'd be a league winner per se. But by the end of the year, I think he could safely be a number three receiver or a flex guy that you're really depending on week in, week out.
Big dude. Big dude. I think they're going to try and get him the ball. Justin, wide receivers.
I have so many.
Yeah.
I have so many guys.
Big week for him.
There was actually quite a bit out there. Let's mention Jalen Tolbert. Brandon Cooks went down with some crazy infection in the knee and could be out for a while. He's a guy that's probably available everywhere. I love Wandale Robinson and Dontavian Wicks. We're probably two of the more popular ones. They're still available in over, in 50 to 60-plus percent of leagues everywhere, so just in case. Love the Leggett call. We talked about Downs earlier. Tutu Atwell is the only other one I'll bring up. He's been kind of a target machine the last couple of weeks and doesn't look like Kupp or Puka are anywhere near coming back yet. And he's available in 82.5% of leagues, to be exact.
Jack, what do you got, wide receivers?
Well,
are there any left?
Let me get his number. Yeah, no, there are.
I know.
Like JJ said, there's a lot of meat on these bones. So I'm going to give you one here. I would have gone with Leggett for sure, but just below him, we got Trey Tucker out in Las Vegas, right? Okay, now, Las Vegas, not good, but Davante Adams is injured, not playing. This dude is available in 87% of leagues, so long as you're not in a loon league, because he was literally added from free agency on Thursday, September 26th in the Loon League. but he's available in your league probably. And just real quick, his last two games, 15 and 22 fantasy points, and he actually had a rushing score against Cleveland. So he's got going to Denver, Pittsburgh, coming to town. That's a tougher defense. But then he's got the Rams, Kansas City, Cincinnati. These are teams you could score on. So I like Trey Tucker for a volume deal, garbage time, but hey, fantasy points are fantasy points.
Yeah, I don't know if any of you guys took Romeo Doubs at almost 70% of leagues. Again, I just like the Green Bay wide receiver core now that Jordan Love is back. And maybe Juju Smith-Schuster. I mean, that is a big yuck, but Rashee Rice.
Well, he was picked up off waiver wires by JJ Juju Smith-Schuster. None of these guys are available in the Loon League, John.
Yeah, he's available in 97% of leagues, but not the Loon League.
These guys' firstborn children are already signed by someone in the Loon League.
All right, let's move on to tight ends, Justin. Yuck.
Well, that is second to recover for firstborn children are already signed. Oh, okay. All right, tight end. We all want to say yuck. I'll give you one. Go get Gray out in Kansas City. Not necessarily as a play this week, but if anything happens to Kelsey, which something very well could, especially if he's going to get targeted more with all the other injuries to the receiving core, plus his age, plus the guy has had just an unbelievable life over the last year. So I'm sure he has not. I'm not saying the guy hasn't been working hard, but I find it hard to believe he's had as much time as he used to work as hard as he always has before. So, which might lead to another injury. So I'm gonna say go pick up Gray, and then Mike Gesicki for a start this week against Baltimore. I mentioned him in the daily. I also like him for a play this week in regular fantasy. He's available in over 70% of leagues, and he had a bad week last week, so I'm sure people dropped him. Pick him up.
Jack, tight ends.
Yeah, Kelsey's been doing too many hip thrusters. He's worn out before he gets to the game. Well, he played Thursday, but Kate Otten, available in a bunch of leagues still. So when waivers open up, maybe you can pick him up because he's been doing really well. But Zach Ertz was still available in 50% of leagues. I don't know how that's possible. I mean, that team's really coming online. Terry McLaurin owners are happy. Brian Robinson Jr. owners are happy. Eckler's even been a good flex play. So I think if you can go out and get him, go for it. Those are the two that I would look for. When the waivers open, I wouldn't mind Otten, even though he's broken my heart in the past.
The
tight end's that desperate.
The horizontal passing attack of Washington, but it is working. Lyle, tight ends.
Just make sure you check your league. If TJ Hawkinson's floating around out there, I think he's available in 32% of leagues. Stash him away. Get him picked up and put on a roster before somebody else gets him. And then Taysom Hill. It's an ugly pick. Last week he produced, he found the end zone, and then he got hurt, of course. So he's questionable for this week. But they are going to use him. If he's available, he is going to play. He's tight end eligible, and he's available in about 70% of leagues.
Yeah, and that's about all there is. I don't have anything to add to that. So we're going to take another commercial break and come back with Trenchum and Benchum. It's a fantasy football foursome on the Loon. We're back on the fantasy football foursome. Time for Trenchum and Benchum on bye this week. Detroit, the Chargers, Philadelphia, and the Tennessee Titans. And I had Billie Jean queued up, but it just wasn't going to be enough time. So we'll kick it off. 8:30, London, England. The New York Jets taking on the Purple. Jack, what do you got?
Yeah, we get to wake up to football, John. All right, so I'm going to start on the Jets side of the ball, and I'm going to throw a caveat out there quick. The Minnesota Vikings defense only gave up 7 points to the Houston Texans, 6 to the Giants, 17 to the San Francisco 49ers. Now, we're talking about the New York Jets. Flashy names, but they're not the Niners. They're not the Texans. Breece Hall, you're going to start him because you got him. But if he's your RB1, you better be cool in your flex because he may get nothing that day. Garrett Wilson, in my opinion, Garrett Wilson can absolutely go on the bench. Rodgers doesn't use him. He's the 38th ranked wide receiver. T. Higgins is doing better than Garrett Wilson at this point. You can put Wilson on the bench. Rodgers on the bench. And then maybe Braylon Allen in a sexy flexy, or if you're real hurting for running backs. Tyler Conklin at tight end, because tight end doesn't matter anywhere in the NFL anymore, apparently, anyways. The Vikings just don't give up a lot of points, guys. So, I mean, the Jets could have a real rough day. On the Minnesota side of the ball, I'm going to start Aaron Jones. He's still going to be an RB1 against a tough Jets defense, but he's going to get goal-to-go looks. Justin Jefferson, obviously. Sam Darnold is destroying it this year. Again, the Jets are a really, really solid defense, but the Vikings offense is going to still be able to get the points that you expect them to get. When it gets into Addison and Naylor, I think Addison in a sexy flexy. Naylor, I'm putting on the bench. The Vikings defense is really the biggest must start of all of these things we have going on here. And I've got them in the trenches all day long. I like the Vikings to really, really, really hit 5-0 easy. I'm sorry if you guys think I'm jinxing it, but the Jets look real bad. And the Vikings have, in my opinion, literally never looked better.
Will the swollen knee of Aaron Rodgers act up on the way over to that to London on the plane? Minnesota's favored by 2.5 in that game. Lyle, Carolina, and Chicago.
I bet a swollen eagle flares up.
Yeah, we're really concerned.
I got to go lay a bet.
Sorry, I'm a Vikings fan. I got to take a dig at Rodgers. I couldn't help it.
Yeah, we really are worried about Aaron Rodgers' knee. I hope it just holds up wonderfully so he can get smashed by that Viking D. It'll be great. Carolina, Chuba Hubbard, who had him as running back 15 at the start of the season, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, that's what he is in fantasy football. He's safely an RB2 right now, and you're playing him every week if you got him. So kudos to all those guys who drafted him. Deontay Johnson, questionable with an injury, I think an ankle injury, but looks like he's going to suit up and go. He's a safe wide receiver, too, now that Andy Dalton's at quarterback. I think you can suit up Xavier Leggett, too. I think he's a sexy flexy this week. Looks like he's a bigger part of the offense now that Adam Thielen's been out and put on IR, so Leggett will get some run here. I think those are the only three starters, though, for Carolina. I can't play Andy Dalton, even though he has had, what, 5 touchdowns in 2 games. This is a pretty good Chicago Bear defense. I'm going to keep Dalton on the bench. On to Chicago. Caleb Williams, I know he had double-digit fantasy points the last 2 weeks. It still isn't pretty. I'm keeping him on the bench for now. DeAndre Swift had a really big week. It's just 1 week, though. I think he's still more just of a flex play. Maybe an RB2 if you're in a bye week pinch. I'm keeping Roschon Johnson and Khalil Herbert on the bench, though. And as for receivers, I'm just going to play DJ Moore. I think he's a sadly, I think that more just a wide receiver three at this point. I'm not playing Keenan Allen. They really haven't figured out a way to include him in this offense. I do like Rome Odunze. I know you guys have been texting about him as far as his long-term value, but his short-term value is on the bench. And same with the tight ends, Cole Kmet, Gerald Everett, they're on the bench. Do play that Chicago Bear defense, though.
Chicago favored by 4. Justin, you get Baltimore and the Cincinnati Bengals.
All right. Should be a fun game to watch. Always a great division battle. Baltimore side, I'll get right to it. Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers in the trenches. I'm going to be honest. I'm staying away from both defenses. Baltimore's defense is not starting caliber anyway in fantasy. So that, and then I don't mind Justice Hill in the flex spot either. If, you know, running backs can be a bit of a wasteland in various leagues. So if you need a flex spot, I don't hate Justice Hill there. On to the Cincinnati side of the ball. Joe Burrow in the trenches, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins in a flex, Zach Moss, Chase Brown, both in a flex, either in an RB2 spot. They seem to be real split. They're both valuable right now. And I talked earlier about Mike Gesicki. I have no issue with him as getting plugged in if you got like Sam Laporta on a bye or something like that. And then that's it for this game. I'm staying away from both defenses, like I said. And the Andre Iosivas is cooled off a little bit, so you can probably leave him on the bench too.
Chance of storms in the skies in Baltimore favored by 2.5. I get some Buffalo and Houston. Well, don't overthink it. Josh Allen, James Cook. I like Khalil Shakir as a flex play this week. A sneaky flex if your bench is full of Detroit Lions like mine is, wide receivers, might be Keon Coleman this week. I'm thinking that this could be a little bit of a shootout, and I think they're starting to trust him more. Just want to give a shout out to the starting right guard of the Buffalo Bills. His name is Osiris Torrance. Good Irish boy. Anyway, that is it for the Buffalo Bills. Oh, I'm sorry, Dalton Kincaid. You got to throw him out there, tight end, who actually is competent and might catch passes, and that's all we're looking for these days. Over to the Houston Texans. You're starting C.J. Stroud, of course. Mixon still questionable. Damian Pierce still questionable. I don't know what's going on there. I thought Mixon was back at practice this week, but he was back at practice last week. So keep an eye out on the injury reports there. You're starting Nico Collins. You're starting Stephon Diggs. Tank Dell, I don't think he's back this week. If he is, he's a flex play at best. And Dalton Schultz, well, I don't know. He's a tight end. He'd probably get you 0 points. Not playing either defenses this week, and Buffalo favored by 1.5. Jack, back to you. Indianapolis, Jacksonville.
Yeah, so I think important to point out with Jonathan Taylor's injury there in Indy, because he's the biggest start. Keep an eye on that ankle sprain. He was still carrying a questionable tag when I last looked. So as of right now, you got to keep an eye on him. But if he's in, he's in the trenches. Richardson, if he's in, he's still on my bench. If they put in Joe Flacco, I'd put him in the trenches. So keep an eye on that. You know, Richardson, even if he could have a good game against Jacksonville, the fact that he might stay healthy the whole game is still up in debate. So you just don't want to get him in there. Pittman Jr. and Downs are WR3s at best at this point. If Flacco's a go, upgrade everybody, especially Downs. That's pretty much it. There's nothing else happening on the Indy side of the ball. And, man, the Jacksonville Jaguars just look terrible. I mean, talk about spending all your money on the wrong freaking quarterback. Etienne Jr., if he's healthy, maybe put him in as an RB2. I know everyone likes the name of Brian Thomas Jr. and Kirk, but I don't like any of these Jaguars, John. We talked about Daly, maybe, but for my season, I'm trenching everyone but Etienne unless he's healthy. I mean, everyone else is going on the bench. I mean, no one's in the trenches. I'm not starting anyone in Jacksonville, including the defense. Just nothing going on there.
Rain likely, and Jacksonville favored by 3 points. Lyle, Miami, New England, oh yeah.
Start both defenses. And is that about it?
Yeah.
Is that about it? What do you think?
And a couple running backs.
There's a little bit more there, but ever since Tua's gone down, this Miami offense obviously has failed. So you're stuck with Achan. He's had, what, 8 and 5 fantasy points without Tua. You're probably still playing him, though. I think you still got to put him in. We've been debating this already. Tyreek Hill without him, without Tua, 7 and 7 fantasy points. So you guys have been saying you're going to play Romeo Doubs and Dontavian Wicks over Tyreek Hill.
That's something.
At this point, if that's what's happening, you have to put Tyreek Hill on the bench. I don't own him in any leagues. I would still trot him out there because he's Tyreek Hill, but that's about it for Miami's offense. You're not playing Jalen Waddle. None of the tight ends are relevant. Raheem Mostert could be coming back. You're not playing him either. As for New England, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is because he can't get the ball to any of the receivers, and they're not good. But Ramondre Stevenson, he probably still has to be starting. I know he's fumbled 4 times in the first 4 weeks, and the coaches basically threatened to play a lot more Antonio Gibson. So I think Gibson and Stevenson are sexy flexies at best, and that is it. Truly just play those defenses. I think in 9-6 seems like a good starting point for the score.
New England favored by a point. Cleveland, Washington, Justin.
Well, real quick, I'm going to be clear on Tyreek. We got to adjust our definition of name recognition. We say things like, because it's Mark Andrews, because it's Tyreek Hill. Because it's them, we're not telling you to cut them. But that's it. That's all you get for name recognition, right? We won't cut you. I won't even try and trade them, honestly, because you're not going to get anything. Your best bet is to sit on them and hope that quarterback play improves in Miami or Tua comes back, at which point Hill is much more valuable than he is now. And Andrew, same deal. Hopefully they start throwing him the ball. That's my 2 cents on that. All right, on to the game. Cleveland. You know, this is crazy, but Jerry Jeudy has actually got more receptions and more fantasy points than Amari Cooper does. And I'm going to tell you to play Cooper because Washington cannot stop anybody from throwing the football because they don't have much of a pass rush and they have even less of a secondary. So go ahead and throw Cooper in there. I'll give Jeudy a flex this week. I still like Cooper better because he does have more talent. He has had more targets as well. But either or is fine this week for me. Jerome Ford, play him while you can. Another pretty decent matchup. Hope he gets into the end zone this week. It's interesting on this defense. Jayden Daniels has not faced a quality defense yet. And by quality, I mean a legit pass rush, a team that throws some things at him. Myles Garrett, I think, is going to wreck Washington's offensive line. But I'm still not going to play that Cleveland defense. I don't trust them. Onto the Washington side of the ball. Get them all in there. This is one of the funnest teams in football to watch. I'm going to absolutely get Jayden Daniels in there, QB1. Brian Robinson Jr., if he plays, he's RB2, probably RB1 for you at this point with the running back landscape being what it is. Austin Eckler, go ahead and give him a flex. Terry McLaurin, he's in there for me as well. And Zach Ertz, solid tight end play. Available on most waiver wires. We talked about earlier, 50% of leagues. I don't mind him this week either. That's it for this game.
Washington favored by 3. Late afternoon games kick off with a barn burner, and that would be Vegas taking on Denver. Well, we can sum this up pretty quick. Minshew's on the bench. Zamir White sucks. They're going to try and get the ball. He does. I can't say it any other way.
John to say the word sucks on air that is the height of emotion.
Yeah, well, Alexander Mattison, they're trying to get him more touches, leave both of them on the bench. Davante Adams and his just phantom injury, he just wants to get traded. He's not going to play this week. Jacoby Myers, Trey Tucker, only flex plays in deep leagues, as far as I'm concerned. Brock Bowers, you're throwing him out there as a tight end. I love looking at these depth charts because I get to find out that the backup right tackle has a great radio name, and that would be DJ Glaze. Okay, over to Denver. Same type of deal here. We're not starting many of these guys. Bo Nix, no. Javonte Williams, as we talked about earlier, I think he's got that backfield back. I think he's a RB2 or a flex play this week against the Raiders. Cortland Sutton, sure, he's a wide receiver 2 or flex. But that's it. There ain't much else happening. That Denver defense is unbelievable. You'll want to make sure to get them out there against the Raiders. Denver favored by 2.5, and the game could be 2.5 to nothing. I just see it that way. Back to you, Jack, with Arizona and San Francisco.
Yeah, so this is actually a pretty fun game, and I think San Fran's a heavy points favorite in Vegas, but I don't think it should be that large of a spread. Starting on the Arizona side of the ball, Kyler Murray, I'm going to put him in the trenches and let him get out there and fight. He's having a decent season, but he's got good weapons around him. Marvin Harrison Jr. is an absolute WR1, tied with J.J. for and not Havemeyer, but Justin Jefferson, for leading the league with receiving touchdowns at 4 each. So, you know, everyone, I guess, saw that coming, right? James Conner, I've got him in as an RB1 on my squad. Maybe he's your RB2, but I'll tell you this. If you have him, please have Benson on the bench behind him and handcuff your James Conner, because they don't share a lot of snaps. They tend to give the ball to one guy. And then Trey McBride was in concussion protocol, not wearing a contact. He was not wearing a no contact jersey, but last I looked, he had not been cleared by a neurologist yet from his head injury. So keep an eye on that for your tight end spot. That's all in Arizona. On the San Fran side of the ball, you know, it doesn't matter to me what Ayuk's doing. He's always going to be in the trenches. Him, Purdy, Mason, Kittle, even Juwan Jennings and a sexy flexi. The 49ers defense and the Arizona Cardinals defense, I think you could probably bench both. But if I had to start one, I would start the Niners defense. They're not the Niners defense of a year or two ago, though. Just keep that in mind. But all the offensive weapons in San Fran, they're right on the cusp of being able to figure this out and starting to explode again. They're getting Samuel back. Kittle's looking pretty good. Still a little questionable going into the weekend, but looking good. So I like the Niners to win, but Arizona's going to put up some points.
San Francisco is favored by 7 points. Lyle, Green Bay and the Rams.
Yeah, lots of.
Can I say real quick? John, I'm sorry. It is hard in the NFL to beat another team by 7 points.
I agree with you, especially right now.
You know, yeah, I mean, you saw a 28-point lead with the Vikings go down to a 2-point game. I mean, a 7-point spread, I don't know what they're thinking with San Fran. I don't get it.
Green Bay and the Rams, Lyle.
Lots of plays here. Jordan Love was back on the field. Wasn't pretty in the first half, but you drafted him as a starter. You're playing him as a starter. He's a top 10 guy this week for sure. Get him in the lineup as much as you can. Josh Jacobs, as much as Green Bay's offense has been clicking, he's just been ordinary, but he is safely an RB2 at this point. Jaden Reed is wide receiver 4 overall, and he's done that with just 17 catches. He's had 6 rushes as well, but just think about that. He's only had 23 touches, and he's wide receiver 4. There's still some more upside with Jaden Reed, I think. I've got Dontavian Wicks 2nd in the receiver list for me. I know Romeo Dobbs is probably a safer play, but if you're looking for big points, I think you got to play Wicks over Dobbs this week. I think he has a wide receiver 3 flex kind of floor, Wicks, this week. If you're in a pinch, I think you could play Dobbs as well, but I've got him on the bench for right now, especially considering the injury to Christian Watson. I just think Wicks is the best play. And I do like Tucker Kraft. I think we talked about him a little bit in waiver wire. If he's available out there and you're in a tight end mandatory league, pick him up and probably put him right into your lineup. As for the Rams, I don't know. I think it's with all the injuries they've had to the receiver position, I think the only real for sure start is Kyren Williams. He's a RB1, and hopefully if you drafted him early, you're riding him to some fantasy glory. He's been very solid for you. Keep him in the trenches. But I think after that, it's maybe a dart throw with Jordan Whittington. I think he could be a flex option if you're really in a pinch. I think he might be the best of the receiver bunch out of Tyler Johnson and Tutu Atwell. I'm not playing Colby Parkinson, even in a tight end mandatory. So I think that's all we got this week. Definitely not playing either defense.
Green Bay favored by 3. Justin, the Giants in Seattle.
All right. Well, Seattle is devastated on the defensive side of the ball. Their injury report is reads like Atlas Shrugged. It's a lot of words and names. So on the Detroit or on the New York Giants side of the ball, if he plays, obviously Malik Nabers is in your lineup. He's in concussion protocol. Last we heard, it was early stages, is what Brian Daboll said. I don't have a good feeling he ends up playing this week. We're getting kind of late into the week, and we're not hearing anything real positive yet. So
keep an eye on that. If he doesn't go, or even if he does play, Wandale Robinson is an absolute wide receiver too in PPR formats for sure. He has had the second most targets. The bottom line is the only person Daniel Jones is targeting is Malik Nabers and Wandale Robinson. You combine every other player on that team, and they probably have half as many targets as Wandale Robinson does. And Malik Nabers has a ridiculous 50-some targets already through the first 4 weeks. So love Wandale Robinson this week, especially if Nabers doesn't go. Devin Singletary's been dealing with a groin injury. He's also not really done much here, but he's been serviceable. With a couple touchdowns on the year. So he's in there. Flex, ideally, RB2 if you don't have anything else, obviously. That's it on the New York side of the ball. Stay away from the defense. On to the Seattle side of the ball. Geno Smith. Geno's starting to cook a bit. And I know they used to say that about Russell, but he's looked real good this year. He throws a pretty deep ball, too. That thing just... just goes out there. I don't know. All right. DK Metcalf, Kenneth Walker. Did you guys see the ridiculous belly to back suplex flip air cartwheel move that he pulled off? Man, he looked like he was on a different level in that game. I loved watching some of that game. Kenneth Walker's in there. Jackson Smith and Jigba absolutely as a flex. Tyler Lockett's around, but I think this is the year where he's relegated to the third option behind Jackson Smith, who I think is creeping into that number two, and I think that's going to become a regular thing here sooner than later. Lockett's on my bench. That Seahawks defense is definitely on the bench with all the injuries. That's it. Geno Smith, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Kenneth Walker, DK Metcalf, trench them all this week.
Seattle favored by 6.5. I get the Cowboys and the Steelers Sunday Night Football. 3.5 starts in Dallas. I guess Prescott is a start. CeeDee Lamb is a start. Jake Ferguson is a start. And the half goes to Rico Dowdle. Maybe Jalen Tolbert, but man, you better be in a 16-team league if you're doing stuff like that. Not much happening in Dallas. What? Just how this defense fell apart. But who has a good defense? That would be the Pittsburgh Steelers. I like Justin Fields this week. Najee Harris, George Pickens, all good options. Pat Freiermuth, tight end mandatory league. Don't expect much out of that. And Pittsburgh Steelers defense for sure against the Cowboys, who will lose this game. That will be the end of their season, and that will be the end of Mike McCarthy. Good riddance, rain likely, and Pittsburgh favored by 2.5 points. Monday Night Football, Jack, New Orleans Saints, Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep, I agree. And the rain, especially the Steelers, are designed for that. Yep. So this is going to be a good game on Monday night. So Kansas City, Alvin Kamara, Johnny's averaging 4 receptions and 40 receiving yards, 90 rushing yards and a touchdown in every game. He is balling out. Kansas City, the reason I bring up the stats is obvious, but Kansas City's number one against the run makes no difference, right? Kamara's an RB1. Alave's in the trenches. I've got Shaheed as a WR2 sexy flexi. I don't even mind Derek Carr, honestly. I mean, if he has one of his, you know, a game like he did in the first couple games of the season, he could really ball out in this game. This could be a really fun shootout type of game to watch. Taysom Hill and tight end mandatory if you have to. And I don't care to start a defense against Patrick Mahomes ever. And that's going to hold up again this week. Onto the Kansas City Chiefs side of the ball. Not as sexy as you'd want it to be. Patrick Mahomes, you're starting him. You're starting him. But there are quarterbacks out there that are going to do better that might have been available on your waiver wire. I was actually able to get Jordan Love off of waiver wire, and I'm going to be starting him. So Travis Kelce, tight end mandatory. He should be tight end one this week. If he's not, the whole NFL tight end thing is over. Kareem Hunt as an RB2. Xavier Worthy. I've got him slotted as a WR1 on some squads because that's who I've got with all the injuries, but he doesn't perform like one. But, man, who else is he going to get the ball to? So I think you've got to get Worthy in the trenches this week, confidently start him. Juju Smith-Schuster, pick him up, put him on your bench so that you can have him in case he shows out. And that's it. I don't like the Chiefs defense. I don't like the Saints defense. I'm hoping it's a high-scoring, fun, 90-yard bombs kind of a game.
Kansas City favored by 5.5 points. That's going to do it for us this week. Remember, if you missed any part of today's show, grab that free 941 The Loon app on your iPhone or Android device, or go online to 941theloon.com and stream the show there. I want to thank our producer, Nate Thomas, and for Jack, Justin, and Lyle, my name is John. We will see you next Saturday at 10 on The Loon for the Fantasy Football Foursome.